Italian government set to host Africa summit to present strategic plan. The Italian government is gearing up to host a highly anticipated Africa summit on January 28 and 29. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. With over 50 delegations expected to attend, including representatives from African nations, EU leaders, and international organizations, the summit aims to showcase Italy's strategic plan for re-evaluating its approach to the African continent. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has unveiled a new approach focused on fostering cooperation, which has been named the Matti Plan after Enrico Matti, an advocate for Italy's support of North African governments in the 1950s. While Meloni presents the plan as a cornerstone of her foreign policy, critics argue that it lacks comprehensive strategies. The plan, which is estimated to cost around 3 million euros per year over a 4-year period, aims to enhance energy cooperation with African countries and assist in various sectors, including health and education, with the primary goal of addressing the economic root causes of mass migration from Africa. However, some critics have raised concerns about the plan's lack of a clear strategy. The summit is expected to outline the details of the plan, with a focus on Africa's needs and civil societies. Despite its ambitious goals, questions remain about the plan's feasibility and effectiveness, particularly regarding Italy's historical focus on Mediterranean countries rather than sub-Saharan Africa. Energy cooperation and migration. Prime Minister Meloni's plan also aims to position Italy as a key link between Africa and Europe, particularly in the area of energy cooperation. With Africa holding significant energy potential and Europe facing energy supply challenges, Meloni sees this as an area of shared interest between the two continents. Italy's involvement in African affairs is driven by its strategic interests, such as its reliance on African gas imports and its efforts to address the migration crisis. The plan seeks to address these issues by engaging with African countries on energy cooperation and migration management. Challenges and opportunities. Despite its ambitious goals, the Matti plan faces challenges, including Italy's limited experience in sub-Saharan Africa, and the potential reluctance of small and medium-sized enterprises to invest in what they perceive as remote and challenging markets. Additionally, Italy's history of colonialism and its colonial legacy in Africa may influence perceptions of the plan among African nations. As Italy looks to strengthen its ties with Africa, it must navigate complex geopolitical dynamics and historical legacies while addressing contemporary challenges, such as migration and energy security. The success of the Matti plan will depend on Italy's ability to engage with African countries effectively and sustainably over the long term. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.